All right, we're back on the record. Mr. Bender, at this time, if you'd like to recall a witness, you can do so.
Yes, we'll recall Jason Stelzer for the limited purpose of discussing where the route goes in relationship to some of the testimony we heard from the public.
Sure.
Okay.
And Mr. Stelzer, you remain under oath. Mr. Bender, go ahead when you're ready.
Okay, thank you. Jason, I'm going to direct your attention to two exhibits. First, I'd like you to turn to Exhibit 3, which gives an overall view of the route and the corridor. And then I'd like to direct your attention to Exhibit B.
Exhibit 2, Appendix B.
Okay, Exhibit 2, Appendix B. Okay, and Appendix B is comprised of a number of maps, 1 through 23. And to save some time, I'm not going to have you go through all of those maps. But let's start with a map that's designated page 5 of 23. Can you tell me what area that is in relationship to Exhibit 3?
That is, page 5 is right in the area around milepost 15. Actually, milepost 14 is referenced on page 5.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Mr. Bender, can you refer to which one of these are
we in? Exhibit 2, the smaller of the two?
Exhibit 2 of the original application or amended?
Amended. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. You have two volumes, and I only have one, so I apologize.
Okay.
So we have Exhibit 1, which is comprised of two volumes. This would be Exhibit 2.
Okay, but it's the amendment.
Yes.
It's Exhibit 2.
Yes.
Okay, and which page are we on? 5? 5 of 23.
We're on the Appendix B.
I don't have appendixes in this.
B as in boy?
I don't have any marked. On exhibit?
On her.
Volume 2, amendment. Oh, sorry.
This is the June version?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. Okay, I got it now. Exhibit B. All right, now I'm there. Page 5 of 23.
And the maps we're going to be discussing in that, Commissioner, are pages 5 through 10 of 23.
Okay, and these maps, not the topographical?
The first.
They're topographic maps.
Yep, the topographic.
These, there you go.
Those
aren't they the same?
I hate these. Okay.
You're looking at the first set.
Yes.
Okay, the topo maps. All right.
I like the ones with the pretty pictures better, for the record.
Okay, Jason, why don't you go through that again now that Commissioner has both sets of maps in front of her. Indicate what page 5 of 23 is in relationship to Exhibit 23, excuse me, Exhibit 3.
Okay, page 5, reference on Exhibit, on page 5 of 23, You can see mile marker 15 on Exhibit 3, and you can see mile marker 15 on page 5 of 23.
Okay, and
just
that's
to give you a spatial reference.
Okay, and it starts basically west of the lake crossing, correct?
Correct, sir.
Okay, let's go to page 6 of 23. And once again, why don't you compare that to Exhibit 3?
Page 6 of 23 shows the actual lake crossing. You can see starting from mile marker 15, probably 0.75. If you're looking at the page 6 of 23, you can see where the beginning of the bore of the lake is. And then you can see the block valve on the west side, east side of the lake, just west of mile marker 18.
Okay, and then let's go to page 7 of 23, and as you've done with the previous exhibit, compare that to Exhibit 3.
Page 7 of 23, you can see reference mile markers 18 all the way through 21, so you can see where the route actually turns. It's heading east and then turns back toward the north.
Okay, and it turns north. Well, I'll ask you, in what sections does it turn north?
The turn north is starts in section 33 and continues in section 34.
Okay. And that's in township 15193?
Correct, sir.
Okay. Let's go to page 8 of the 23 And tell me what that is.
That is a continuation of the route that is, as it heads north. You can see mile marker references from 21 all the way to 24. At 24, you will see indication for another block valve.
Okay. And the block valve is just north of what section, Jason?
The block valve is just north of... let me see, let me reference here.
This is 21.
I kind of like pretty pictures as well. There's a lot, sometimes it's a little easier to see the right numbers, isn't it? Just north of section, let's see, 22. Well, it's a mile north of section 22.
Okay. That'd be section 15, would it not?
Section 15, yes, sir.
Okay. And... then let's go to page 9 of 23.
Yes, sir. If you're for reference, you can see mile marker 25 on Exhibit 3, the zoomed out version of this map. You can see mile marker 25, and page 9 runs all the way to mile marker 28, which would the pipeline is going in a northerly and in somewhat easterly direction.
And then finally, page 10 of 23, how does that correlate with Exhibit 3?
Pipeline is generally running north in page 10, but also turning back further to the east, okay, towards the center of the peninsula.
Okay. Now, you were in the room, were you not, when we had the testimony from Mr. Shope and Ms. Ruland about lands that they own in Township 15193?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and my understanding is Mr. Shope indicated that his parents own property in Section 29, 21, 20, 16, and 9 of 15193. Is that your understanding?
That's my understanding, sir.
Okay, and Ms. Ruland and her husband own property in the northwest quarter of section 16, 15193. Is that your understanding?
That's my understanding. Okay.
And does the route as it's depicted on Exhibit 3 cross any of those lands?
No, sir.
Okay. Approximately how far from those lands is the proposed route?
It varies anywhere from a mile to upwards of, I guess, a mile and a half, 2 miles away for the further north you go.
Okay. And it's my understanding from their testimony that they believed that the route would be on their property. Do you know why they might come to some sort of conclusion like that?
Yes, sir. As any prudent operator would, until we have pipe in the ground, we're always going to investigate alternatives. Just in case something happens, and whether it's not getting a right of way, whether it's being directed by the commission to look at something differently. So we have had land agents in the field talking to landowners about alternative routes. And obviously if we had to change a route, we'd be coming back to the commission to get that approval.
That's all the questions I have.
Mr. Pelham?
So this was a misunderstanding?
Yes, sir. We have had land agents talking to Mr. Show, but we are just to investigate options.
Okay, so you're investigating options, and at no point in time were any of the submitted route maps to the PSC on Mr. Shope's property?
No, sir.
Okay. And follow up on a point brought up by Ms. Lee, the Montreal Planning and Zoning, about pumping stations. My understanding that you testified there's no pumping stations, right? Is that correct? Or
that is correct, sir. But Ms. Lee is if I could clarify,
sure,
what I think is there are pumps on the Palermo facility. There are no pumping stations on this pipeline in Montreal County.
Okay. So is
that
Sakakawea going to get a CUP?
If we needed to, but that CUP was done for the Palermo facility.
I see. So you have the CUP for the Palermo facility all in hand?
Yes, sir. P66 obtained that.
Okay. And one final question, since you're up here. You had testified previously, sir, that about 81% of easements had been obtained. Can you say whether or not the 81% is the number of landowners along the route, or in terms of distance of length?
Feet? That's the number of landowners.
Okay. All right. Any idea what it would be in terms of linear feet?
I want to say somewhere in the neighborhood. My notes are back behind me, but I want to say somewhere in the neighborhood of between 74 or 77%. I'd have to go back and look at my notes.
Fair enough. All right. Thank you, sir. No other questions.
Ms. Prescott, any questions?
No, Your Honor.
Okay. Commissioner Fedorchak?
Thank you for that clarification. I just have two quick questions for you, or one question, one possible request. When you're discussing these different options with the landowners, do you guys make it clear to them that these are just alternatives?
No, probably not. I mean, we send it out just, and we're trying to gauge, you know, we're trying to get interest. We're trying to get to see, okay, could we do this? What are your needs? What are you going to want to see us to do, mm-hmm. whether it be, you know, if I may kind of go into what I heard, you know, if a landowner comes to me and is talking about washes, talking about coulees, would you bore those? Would you bore this? We're going to look at every option. We're not going to just go, no, we're going to open cut everything. We're going to take into account, they know their land better than we do. So if they know something's going to wash, if they know there's a lot of water that moves through an area, it would be imprudent of me not to take that into account.
So I guess just as to further explore this, is there some reason why you wouldn't tell them this isn't our preferred route, but we're looking at this just so we have options? What would be the downside of that?
No, there's not. There's not. It's you were just. I don't think there's any. There's a downside to it.
As a suggestion,
yes,
I might offer that you do that, because I think that could have prevented those folks from a fair amount of concern and trouble being here today.
Yes, ma'am.
On a route that really wasn't your first priority and really wasn't necessarily on the table for the hearing today. So hopefully moving forward, you'll just be as upfront as possible about landowners in terms of where your proposal falls in the scheme of, you know, preferred or alternative, et cetera.
Yes, ma'am.
So that's one thought. Secondly, what those landowners did bring out, and I see now more clearly in the maps, is the relatively close access to the Lakes Kakawea and steep terrain from the drainage near the block valve at 20. Mile marker 24, and it leads, looks like about maybe a mile, a little bit more, to the closest point of Reunion Bay. So I'd like to ask if you would consider adding another block valve between the exit point of the bore, where you have a block valve close to 18 and 24, just to reduce the amount of potential oil that would be in the pipeline should there be a leak that could fairly readily access the lake down that ravine in that drainage system.
Okay.
Would you consider adding a block valve in
sure,
that stretch?
Sure, we could consider that.
Okay. And then perhaps you can look at that and report back to us on what reason, if any, you wouldn't be able to do that.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Commissioner Chrisman?
Did I understand you right that this is all a mile or more from Mr. Shobe's land?
Yes, sir.
And if I, in the original application from March, it also was?
Yes, sir.
And is this east of Mr. Shobe's land?
Yes, sir.
So his recommendation that it go further, as I understood it, was that it go further east toward the middle of the peninsula is actually, to at least some extent, met here.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I have no other questions. Thank you.
Commissioner Kalk?
No, just thank you.
Okay. Mr. Pranis, anything?
Could I further clarify?
Go ahead.
You're sure about the mile distance from his land?
It's approximately.
From the nearest border of his land.
Without actually, you know, looking at the plat book or looking at boundary surveys, approximately a mile.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, I know, but there's some folks in the audience who are questioning that. So how do we deal with that, Judge?
Well, I guess we could allow for the member of the public to continue or to come up again, but we would have to allow Mr. Bender additional rebuttal to
I
that.
I guess my I don't know that that's necessary. I'm not concerned whether it's a mile or not. Why I'm kind of curious why Commissioner Crisman mentioned a mile. It's not on his land.
And I guess the public witnesses all identified the location of their property, and I guess based on that, and we know the proposed route, I guess it could be determined the distance.
Right. We know it's not on his land, and I guess that kind of gets to my concern, and I'm assuming it's not 500 feet from an occupied residence on his land either. So, okay. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Prentice, did you have any questions?
No, Your Honor.
Okay. Mr. Bender, any follow-up?
No follow-up.
Mr. Pelham, anything else?
Just briefly, I think that we would, Commissioner Fedorchak's request about the request on the block valve at mile marker 24?
I was thinking 22.
22?
There's one at 24 already.
The analysis would be a late filed exhibit?
Yes, yeah.
Right, okay. No other questions.
Okay. Ms. Prescott, anything?
I'm confused. By okay.
I think the question was, would we consider it? What analysis are we now?
Well, an analysis as to whether or not you would do it is really going to get back to us as to whether or not there's an analysis. Your witness testified that he'd consider it, and he's testified as such, and we'd like to have the consideration and see what it is.
Well, I don't know that it needs to be done in the form of an analysis. I think he said he would consider it, and perhaps we could get back and say, yes, we'll do it, or no, we won't.
Right. If you say no, you won't do it, though, then where are we going to have that on the record?
That's in a late filed exhibit, but I just don't
right,
see that you need to analyze it.
We're asking for a late filed exhibit
that says yes, we will, or no, we won't.
I think so. Yes.
Okay.
So, are you looking for a letter, an affidavit? What are you?
Either a letter or an affidavit, indicating a position on the commissioner's question and this witness's testimony that the company would consider that.
Okay.
I do believe he also said that if you aren't going to do it, you'd say why it's not feasible or necessary, not unnecessary or whatever.
We can do that. Certainly okay. Stipulate that in a letter. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yes or no. If no, then explain why. And if yes, then I suppose there doesn't need to be an explanation.
Okay.
I understand.
All right. Ms. Prescott, did you have anything additional? Okay. Commissioners, any follow-up questions? Okay. Mr. Bender, is that it for this witness then?
Yes.
Okay. You can step down. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Any other rebuttal, Mr. Bender?
No.
Okay. Do you have a closing you'd like to make at this time?
Not a closing, but I know that during one of the breaks, we talked a little bit about the additional exhibits, and my count now comes up to 16. We filed today 11 exhibits, but there are... late filed exhibits 12 through 16. I mean, the lawyers have kind of talked about this as well as the judge, and I think we have that worked out, but I guess we would request that the record remain open for that limited purpose of allowing the late filed exhibits, but that's all I have.
Okay, yeah, and that's consistent, I guess, with the number that I have. Is that with you as well, Mr. Pelham?
Yes, I appreciate the manager's explanation. I agree, 16 is what I have as well. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Pelham, anything in closing?
No, Your Honor. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Prentice, do you have a closing statement you'd like to make on behalf of the laborers?
Only that we appreciate the opportunity to be here. I'd say that what we learned out of this hearing has only strengthened our support for this project as a critical piece of infrastructure, and we're committed to, and we understand the sensitivity of particularly the river crossing and the lake crossing, and so we're committed to, you know, doing our part basically to make sure that this is done the right way.
Thank you. Commissioner Fedorchak?
Well, thank you all for sticking with us through the hearing today. I don't know about anybody else, but I'm kind of hungry. The vending machine peanuts have long since worn off. But that's all right, because we got through a lot of good information, a lot of good questions clarified. We heard some important points brought out by members of the public. And it's always a good when those questions can be answered directly and people can walk away with clear understanding versus a confusion and ongoing concerns. So I appreciate the company's patience with that process as well. And I think that we have a number of late filed exhibits that will further clarify the record on some important issues, especially regarding the lake crossing. I appreciate the company's understanding of the sensitivity of that and the work already done to do that right. And I look forward to that additional information. And I know you're waiting on a lot of things from the federal government, but you won't have to wait on the PSC for long after we get our final exhibits. So thank you very much, and safe travels.
Commissioner Christman?
Well, I did my best to piece together kind of a handmade township map here of where it went and where the lands in discussion were from the public, and that was helpful to me, and I think a lot of good information today, a lot more good information will be coming, and we'll be able to process it and make a decision, and I expect it'll be in a much more timely manner than some of the other agencies that are pending.
Commissioner Kolk?
The hearing process works. We get to flush out a lot of details. Thank everyone for sticking through. And the big question that's still out in my mind is this whole allotted land versus fee land and how our jurisdiction is. And we'll sort that out in a work session. But everything else, I think, will work itself out. So thank you. And I see our ride pulled up, too.
Okay. Mr. Bender, you'll submit proposed findings in addition to the late filed exhibits. Is that correct?
We will likely do that at the same time. I don't think it does much good to submit the proposed order before we have the late filed exhibit, so we'll do that at the same time.
Okay, thank you. And that will conclude the public hearing on this matter at this time. I guess we've concluded, Mr. And I don't know that you can speak on behalf of Mr. Shob. It is concluded, but and he did state, I guess, for the record, the legal description of his property. So the commissioners do have that. Well, I guess for purposes of the hearing, it is closed now, but Mr. Shob did identify the legal description for his lands, and then the commission also does have the maps that reflect the proposed corridor and route for the pipeline, so they have all of that information at this time.
They had a rebuttal, and there was an incorrect statement, and I feel I should have a right to correct it.
Well, the way the procedure works, the public testimony, it all gets in, and when that's concluded, the company has rebuttal, and that concludes the hearing after the rebuttal. So the public hearing's done.